Laws of prayer, and we're up to chapter 100, Kuf, this actually deals with Tfilas Hamoyed Tzarech Lesader. We're talking about organizing the prayer for the holidays. There's one section over here in this chapter. And the reason is, in the olden days, you know, people didn't have everything organized in the Siddur, so he says like this, in Aleph, Sif Aleph, Tfilas shel moyedoy shel Rosh Chodoshim, ein odom rogel behem kol kach. The prayers that you do on the festivals or on Rosh Chodesh, people aren't so comfortable, they're not so used to it, lifi kol kach mesheinim mispal loisum tadir, because you don't always pray them, elo leprakim, only occasionally do you do those prayers. Lifikach tzorich lahazdir oisum mitchila, so you must organize it first, koidim sheyispalil, before he davens kidei shetehesh tefilo soy shugura bifiv, so that his prayer should be flowing from his mouth. So basically, you would have to say the prayers beforehand or try to prepare them. I mean, as we're going to see in a minute, this applies to people, they would pray orally. They didn't have a book in front of them. But now, it's a little bit lenient today. People have, tradition are lenient, they don't do this. There are some that found a sort of a excuse for them. They say, this requirement to organize the prayer is when you do it orally. But when you pray from a book, then you don't have to organize, because you see what you're davening. It's right in front of you in the Siddur. So, if you can read it. Or the English. So I guess you use the English. Okay, but he says, Tefillah she'tzorich lahavim pirush hadvarim, prayer that you have to understand the meaning of the words, vadei tzorich lilmud lahastir tchila. So over there, for sure, you must learn and organize it first. She'ein sefer me'eloi b'zeh, a book doesn't help, u'bifrat b'piyutim she'chomur pirusham. Especially when we talk about the liturgies that are placed in the holidays, certainly in the Machzer, in Rosh Hashanah, in Kippur, but in Chabad we don't say so many piyutim during other times, but in the other traditions they say a lot of piyutim, and there is shechomur pirusham, their meaning is very difficult. It's hard to understand them. So you must organize and learn them first, because you have to know what you're praying about. But I actually find, even with all of our sitters and with everything, we don't have a sitter for every day. What does it mean? There's things change. You know, the yom changes every day. You know, there's an expression of the previous Rebbe who once said, a person can daven the entire prayer without thinking any of the meanings of the words, but it comes to one spot, he has to stop and think. Where is it? Hayom Yom. Oh, which day is it? Hayom Yom. Oh, Sheni. Hayom Shlishi. You know, so like this, you can just, say the whole prayer without thinking. So, you have to, but there's also other changes. Some days there's Torah reading. Some days, and some days, the Tehillim changes for the day. And the certainly with Rosh Chodesh, and then sometimes you say the Talmud Motor, sometimes you say same bracha, you murder Vashiruch, murder Geshem. That's the summer and the winter. And then in this 10 days of Teshuvah, we add the different prayers over there. And then all the time, almost every day there's change. Mondays and Thursdays, we add pieces, longer pieces, different than the Tuesday. That doesn't work. So, but the sitter is pretty clear today, the English sitter. But there's one place that people really don't stop and do, and probably this would be the appropriate thing for the rabbi to do in the shul before you do musaf, because the musaf that we have for yontif, they don't have a separate musaf for shavuos or for pesach or for sukkos. Matter of fact, every day of Sukkot, there's a little different piece you say. You don't say exactly the same piece. And it's different by because they all deal with the korbanos, with the korbanot, which the korbanos were different. So there's different. So when you come in by the Musaf, you'll see It says for Rosh Hashanah, for Shmini Atzeres, you say this. For the first day Sukkot, you say this. For the second, you say this. For Chol HaMoed Pesach, you say this. For Yom Tov, you know, it gives you, because there's various different changes over there. But people don't know when they start out davening, so the beginning is the same. So over there, it's either you say Yom or you say Yom Tov, because you do it also on Chol HaMoed, you do so. And then sometimes they say Usoir Ushneisir. You know, there's very small changes. So it would be nice if you had a sitter just for that day. Every day gets its sitter, so you don't have to look anywhere else. You just follow the sitter. It gives you the Torah reading and everything else. Okay, so they have online. They have. I actually try to put something like that together. Putting a lot of work in that to have like a sitter that has everything. And I did that, but I didn't have enough. Enough traffic to justify my time to keep on doing it. But the thing it would be is to publish something like that. I mean, again, you have to print out a sitter. Then what do you do with it? You have to get rid of the Seamus and everything else. If you had a sitter for every different prayer, you know, I mean, for every different day, you'd have a lot of books and you'd have to go find the books. Yeah, but then what you do is, like, you have some pages, like you have some set pages. No, then you have days you say Tachanun, or then you say some days you don't say Tachanun. That changes also. So you have to have like if you have a binder, like say, okay, these are, you have like 20 pages, we put this in or we take it out. You do 1, 2, 3, I mean, they have different things, you know, what do you say at what time, you know, but it becomes like challenging. But a lot of people, when you go up for the Omid, sometimes, you know, it happens to be a fast day. Now, and do you do, and then on a fast day by Mincha, and do you make the bracha, you say, there's just a lot of times that you can forget. Sometimes you got to add like 5, 6 things, you know, one prayer.
And you read from the Torah at Mincha on fast days.
Yeah. And then you do, so there's just a lot of possibilities of making, that it changes around. But here he talks about organizing, so that would be a good idea to organize, especially when it comes before. I find that Yalav Yovel, you bang on the table, so you assume that people know already it's Yalav Yovel. And then what do you say in the Yalav Yovel? Also, you know, Rosh Chodesh, if you say, or you say, so because it says there, but he doesn't want you to start searching in the middle of the davening. You know, you should go and daven regularly. Okay.